Yes. Do what you thought.
What's up, everybody? I'm Cub.
I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
And you're listening to the Hooligans.
And we thought we were going to trick you guys today.
Surprise!
Trixie's in the pockets.
So this is the second part in our two-part episode on the first pick, sleeper, and bust TV show characters, a.k.a. best, most underrated, and most overrated. We did five shows last week, and we are going to go on to do another. Maybe it'll be more than five. I haven't really figured that part out yet, but we'll do more shows today.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So the first one we're going to go with... Oh, there's
Raul's
Raul.
Back.
Oh, you stink. I think he was just in the litter.
So we're going to start with Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is better than The Office, but...
I concur. Ooh.
Controversy.
I agree.
It all depends on what type of humor you're going for.
I disagree. It is a top show for me. But yeah. I prefer The Office.
So, who is the first pick? The best character? It's got to be Ron Swanson, right?
For me, it's Ron Swanson.
It's Ron Swanson.
It's not close. But when I posted this on Facebook, there was some controversy with that.
Ooh. Hmm.
I'll read you some of the Facebook listeners. They don't listen to us probably. But my Facebook friends, Andy Dwyer was a common top.
I could definitely
choice.
See Andy as a top.
Let's see. I'm trying to scroll through. Yeah, Ron basically got the majority of the votes, but Andy got one, and it might have just been Andy once. Everyone else did Ron.
Andy's a good second choice.
So not much controversy.
No, I guess not. It was more controversy with the underrated one, I think.
I mean, Ron is just, like, he's so funny. He's basically our dad.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which might be part of why he's so funny to us, but...
Right.
He's just the best. So
give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
I think you misunderstand me.
I also, Chris, my friend Chris, shout out to him, C. Payne. He got me the Ron Swanson Pyramid of Greatness framed, which is hanging up downstairs.
Yeah, that's a great poster.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing worse than lying is skim milk.
lying
water. So most underrated.
I believe I had, was it John Ralphio or Donna?
Let's see, Care, you had both. You put Donna or John Ralphio. Mine is John Ralphio for sure.
Okay.
The worst.
I am gonna go, and I don't know if this technically would qualify as a most underrated. I'm going to go with Ben Wyatt.
Ooh.
I love
He's
Ben.
He's funny.
He's just, like, so nerdy. He loves calzones. When he loses his job and he's making the stop motion film,
oh, yeah.
Could a depressed person do this? It's just so good. And isn't his stop motion movie like a couple seconds long?
It took him like 3 days to do.
It's so good.
I love Donna because she's so, like, sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was going to, like, have a date with a fireman in the hot tub. Like, she's just, like, cool. You're like,
yeah.
She's got, like, her car and her cabin, like, all of that.
But
then John Ralphio is, like, hilarious.
When he, like, gets hired by the accounting firm as like a temp and he like immediately gets fired for harassment. He's like, that's fair.
My runner,
another underrated character is Chris Traeger, Rob Lowe.
Yeah,
because he's one
he can be really annoying though.
I
feel like he's properly rated, like he's funny but sometimes he's annoying.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, that's a good response. But like when he's funny he can be really funny.
Yeah. Like, when he's depressed most of the time is when he's funny.
Yeah. My runner-up to Jean Ralphio was Purd Hapley. He's not in it as much, but every time he is, it's hilarious.
He's a like, great
I'm not holding
character.
A microphone.
Right. So on the Facebook post, there was some more controversy on this one. A lot of votes were split between Jean Ralphio, Tammy Two.
She's funny.
Who is hilarious.
She just strips down in the library with, what's his name, Councilman Jam, just like naked.
Yeah. Jerry Gergich got a couple votes, and also Mona Lisa Saperstein.
Money, please.
Which is, she's hilarious too.
So
that was a little more varied.
I would not say him as like an underrated, but I want to give a shout out to Mark Brandanowitz.
I don't like Mark Brandanowitz.
I think he was funny.
I wasn't a fan either.
I think he was funny. It's like even like I'm fine with them getting rid of him because they replaced him with Ben and Chris, who are way funnier. But like they never once mentioned him again on the show.
He's
like,
just
never.
Yeah.
So I feel like he could have got a little better of a send off. Anyway, most overrated.
This was a clean sweep.
Wait, I just wanted to say Purd's the one quote where she says like foot in your mouth, and he's like, that's an interesting image. Like, that's a very common saying. He's like, a foot in a mouth.
Side note, one of my fantasy football teams was named the Purdverts this past year. But the bust was a clean sweep across Facebook. It's Ann Perkins. It's not close. I don't really think you can even argue it.
It's definitely
Ann. She's not funny. She's actually really useless except for like pumping up Leslie. Like, cause
yeah.
they're such good friends, but like otherwise she's useless.
I will say, it is Ann, but Leslie's a little overrated.
I agree.
It's
kind of
like with The Office. I didn't say it, but Michael was one of my top overrated.
Well, Michael can be annoying.
Yeah.
But and so can Leslie.
Yeah.
Like overly annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you look at it in its entirety,
it's Anne.
Yeah.
It's Anne. The other thing too, and I feel bad because Rashida Jones, she's a good actress. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
she kills the roles. But she is terrible in The Office, too. I don't like her at all as
Karen,
Filippelli. Yeah.
Do we just not like her because you're like, Jim needs to be with Pam? Is that
probably
part of it?
I mean,
yeah.
Like, there is like a fan theory going around where it's like, he treated her really badly. He just like
he
up
did.
And leaves for Pam.
Yeah.
But then you're like,
yeah.
Pam.
Yeah.
She didn't deserve it. It's funny because she shows up in some later episodes.
I like when she shows up.
She's the branch manager at Utica, I think.
They try to steal Stanley back from her.
Yeah. So it's Ann Perkins for me, and I don't think it's close.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up, we're going to go back on the drama side with The Walking Dead.
Ooh. Now, I bailed on this show.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
A few seasons ago, so.
But I don't think there's anyone who could be in these categories recently. Not for overrated, or not for, like, top pick, for sure.
The only...
Yeah.
And I don't watch it, but, like, Dad watches it, so I kind of still see it. And I'll read the recaps if something good happens, I want to know. She wouldn't be there, but Alpha, shout out to Alpha. She is really good, played by Samantha Morton of British Things. She's really good on
lots
it, so
of British Things.
She deserves a shout out, at least. But she's
nice.
Not going to make the rankings, I don't think. So, top overall pick. I know mine.
For me, it's not close.
It's not
it's
close
Daryl.
For mine.
It's Daryl Dixon.
Ooh, well,
it's
mine's
Daryl
different.
Dixon, yeah.
Explain.
Well, because, so at first, his growth was, like, amazing. At first, he's just this redneck hillbilly, nobody likes him, he's, like, off with his brother. His brother's even worse, but he's with him because...
Merle.
Yeah, Merle.
Also but, has a nice little arc to him.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
But then, like, after, because they left Merle and he had to cut off his hand. So Daryl's with these people that left behind his brother. But then he, like, grows closer to them. Like, my favorite episode ever was Chupacabra, which is, like, all Daryl. It was in season 2 when he was trying to find Sophia. That's one where he, like, fell down the cliff and, like, all of this stuff was happening. And he sort of reverted back to not caring about anyone. And then he was like, no, I gotta do this. I gotta go find her. And he just became, like, real close. And he was, like, Rick's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's just super tough. Like, he's the perfect survivor.
Mm-hmm. So my
there it is.
My first overall pick he wasn't in it that long, really.
Oh, Herschel? I know who
it's
you
Herschel.
Are. Yeah.
For one, he also had a good like character growth because when he came in, you know, they stayed at his farm and he's keeping the walkers in a barn, like still alive, and like he thinks they can be saved or yeah. And so he's kind of, like, if I recall, he's kind of just, like, there's something weird about him, like, but they don't know
what. You don't quite trust him, but he seems nice, and he just kind of wants them to go away.
Yeah. But and then Rick saves him at the end of that season, and then we go to season 3, where he's got, like, the coolest beard and, like, a ponytail.
his little ponytail, yeah.
He's so cool. And he gets bit. But they're able to save him. They cut off his leg. And then he becomes, like, he's Rick's confidant. Like, almost like a father type. And he's also like that with Glenn, because Glenn's going out with Maggie. And he's just a really good, like, conscience for Rick. And his death is so sad. Spoiler alert.
His death is horrible.
Gets killed. Gets his head chopped off by the governor.
Oh, but he can't even do it right.
Yeah.
It takes him 2 tries to chop his head off. Ugh.
So Herschel is mine.
R.I.P. Herschel.
And that's how good, you know, because like he hasn't been on it since season 4. And for him to still be like my top pick.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Hersch daddy.
Loved Hersch. That was Herschel Hershey the fish, by the way. Hersch the chocolate costumist.
No.
That
poor
got
guy.
He got stuck on the side of the bathtub because you were dumping out his water and you had to like pull him off.
So for our listeners, Cub had a placostomus, like an algae eater in his fish tank, and he was pretty small when you got him, and he got like really big.
He got really big. Hershey. I mean, he got like what? Like, I mean, he was a big fish.
Yeah.
You sold him to Buzz and Bees, right?
Yeah. I had to let him go and
because
he was just getting too big for my tank.
Only know you love him when you let him go. Okay, so back to The Walking Dead, most underrated character.
So for me, that's Herschel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's switched, but for the same reasons. Mm-hmm. I just think Daryl's more integral, integral to the story. So,
I am going to give... It's hard, because there are a lot of characters. And I don't know if this is truly my pick, but it's what I'm gonna pick. I'm gonna say Shane for most underrated, because they made such a big deal in season 2 about how Shane was kind of going crazy and, like, more, like, violent, and, like, he was willing to do things that Rick wouldn't do. And eventually Rick has to kill him. And, I mean, he didn't steal Rick's wife and, you know...
Well,
it's not great.
But, though, with that, I hate Lori because she was with Shane and she was just like, get away from me. You're evil now. Like, Shane didn't know he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he tried to save him, but odds are that Rick would have died. And then he was protecting Lori and Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I want nothing to do with you.
But like, why he's underrated... is because he basically, that's what Rick becomes in the next season and a couple times over the next seasons. Like, he becomes violent and, like, will do whatever he has to do to keep his people safe. So, like, it kind of shows, like, yeah, Shane wasn't, like, that bad. That's what Rick ended up being.
He was ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Like, he would have been fine if he could have made it, like, to the prison.
Yeah. I don't know. most underrated might be early Michonne. Not later Michonne, where she becomes all domesticated, but like early Michonne, where she's got the two walkers on the chains.
Yeah. And
she's just like silent. She's like this, like, just killer of all the walkers. Mm-hmm. It might be early Michonne, because then she slowly like grows and joins the group.
Yep.
Which is still good, but then like later seasons, they just made her
she's nowhere near as cool. No. Yeah. So, most overrated, I've got a tie, and they're not, I don't think you're thinking of who I'm thinking of.
No, I think I'm thinking of someone that you're thinking of.
Wait, who?
I think one of yours is Rick Grimes.
I thought about it, because if you can't tell, a theme with mine seems to be that, like, the main characters tend to be overrated.
Yeah.
No, I have two, and they're kind of for the same reason. Abraham and Tyrese. I could not remember his name. Because both of them were built up like they were going to be these like major characters, and aren't they pretty big characters in the comics?
Yeah.
And they just weren't that cool. Like, Tyrese was kind of like lame. He didn't really ever do anything.
Tyrese in the comics was just like wiping out all these walkers all over the place, and in the comics he's like, I have a hammer but I'm scared to use it.
You mean in the show?
The show.
Abraham just didn't really seem to get a lot of development. Like, he seemed like he should have been cooler than he was.
Yeah. You know who mine is? Carl.
mine too.
How could it not be Carl Grimes?
Ooh, yeah.
Carl.
Like, okay, he was a kid, which he somehow aged up. That's just the actor getting older and then like not doing it
in like 2 years.
But he's this like little punk who thinks that he can do all of this stuff. Like, you're a child, you don't know anything. Like, oh, cool, maybe you can kill some walkers, but he's sassy. Not in a good way, like in a way that you want to punch him in the face. But also, like, he wears Rick's hat. I hate that he wears Rick's hat through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's bad. And then Judith wears it.
Ugh. I don't even watch it anymore. I don't see any of that.
That's Carl for me.
He had one good moment, which was also scary, was where he killed Lori. You're like, yeah. Whoa.
That episode is so brutal. It's so good, though.
Yeah.
But
Carl Grimes, get out of here.
I'm going to stick with mine, but Carl might be, like, the actual right answer. So next, we're we are going to go back to another cartoon. We did a cartoon in the last episode. Bob's Burgers.
Oh, man.
This is tough, because there are so many good characters in this show.
Such a funny show.
I think my first overall pick is Louise.
Mine too.
Just because of how, like, sarcastic and violent she is. Like,
a little homicidal. Yeah. But she's just
the funniest. Yeah. I mean, she basically, like, takes advantage of Gene and Tina all the time. But she never takes it, like, too far.
Yeah. Like, where she said, where she admitted that she thought they were trying to pin the turkey, like, getting rid of the turkeys on her because she was slowly stealing their allowance. And they're like, you are? And she's like, oh,
that wasn't you?
No.
So I'm going to go with Louise.
Same.
Yeah.
I thought someone would have gone with Tina.
No, but I love Tina.
Yeah, Tina's awesome, but...
Most underrated. This is tough because there are like countless side characters.
Mm-hmm.
I love the side characters.
This isn't my answer, but I do have to shout out Teddy, because some of Teddy's moments can just be amazing. Like, there was like in this most recent season, the family is all away, like, on a road trip, and he's supposed to be fixing, like, a light in the restaurant. I think it's a light. And so he just pretends to be Bob, and he's, like, behind the grill making burgers. And in this scenario, like, Bob is still his best friend, but Bob is willingly giving up Linda so Teddy can marry her. And then Teddy's gonna adopt Bob as his son. So, like, some of his moments are just so good. That's not my choice, but I just had to shout him out.
Teddy.
I am gonna go with Gene, I think, for underrated.
Ooh.
I think Linda is properly rated, and Tina might be properly rated. But Gene, everyone, like, no one thinks Gene is funny until, like, some of his one-liners, like, start to make you laugh. And that's how Mom is with him. Like, she hates Gene, but every now and then she will start laughing at, like, one of his, like, one-liners. One, his best is when Louise has the sleepover, and the doorbell rings, and he's like, I hope it's Matt Damon. I wrote him a year ago. Just, like, out of nowhere. So Gene is mine.
I think Bob might be mine. Because I actually just love Bob so much. Like, he's not usually anyone's first choice, but he's always funny. Yep. And I don't know. I love when he sings. He's terrible. His voice is so bad. But, like, Bob has a song, and I'm just like, oh.
Cub, how about you?
I'm kind of split. I don't feel like any of the main characters are sleepers. I think they're properly rated. So my two, I'm kind of split between regular-sized Rudy.
I'm changing mine to regular-sized Rudy.
Just some of his quotes, and he's just like, I don't know.
Bob's like, why are you called regular-sized Rudy? And he's just like, look at me.
Him and I'm blanking on her name right now, but Linda's sister.
Gail,
yeah.
My cats were right about you.
Which is also Tammy too, right?
Yep, Megan Mullally.
It's like when I look in the mirror and say, it's going to be okay.
I have one. So, I mean, I guess if you guys want to chime in with one, this, I'm just going to do a one-time, like, best one-time character. And it is Chet the Mannequin Man.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks so it's voiced by Zach Galifianakis, who's a great voice actor.
He's also
Felix.
Isn't he? Felix, yeah.
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 He's the Lego Joker. Like, he's really good at it.
I love his voice.
But I love that one where they take in Chet, who says that he shows him a picture of his ex-wife and it's a mannequin. And he's like, well, I was a mannequin.
Just but some not a murder mannequin. No,
some of his quotes in that are just the best. She didn't have nipples, and brother, she didn't need them.
Oh, yeah. What?
When she came back, she had two left hands, and I had a decision to make, which one to put the ring on.
Those are good quotes.
I love Chet.
So that's, I just had to throw Chet in there. So,
there's one that's not, it's not a one-time character, but she's not usually on it. It's Nat, the limo driver.
Oh,
she's
recent.
Hilarious.
She's a recent so character.
Funny. Yeah.
She is really funny.
She cracks me up.
Yeah.
Doesn't she always call him Robert?
Yeah.
Or like Mr. B.
Robert or Mr. B. Yeah.
So most overrated is kind of hard.
Mine's easy.
Ooh,
and
go
Lyle.
For it.
It's Gene.
Oh.
I mean, that's fair.
I'm on Mom's side. I mean, he does have a couple good one-liners, but overall, he's just more annoying to me.
Ooh. Ouch.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Most overrated.
I'm going to say Mort.
Ooh.
Mort the Mortician. I mean, he's funny, but he's not really in it that much. He doesn't add too much. I do like when they have a video of him skipping and they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, I was trying something out. I guess for me, there's not really, actually, I'm going to change it from Mort to Jimmy Jr.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, he doesn't deserve Tina.
He doesn't, for sure.
No.
But then there's part of me that does want them to get together.
Yeah.
My most overrated.
I like to do his lisp. I just want to dance, Dad.
That's pretty good.
My most overrated is Zeke. I think. Because, like, I know that's the character.
Dude, what?
Is that he's loud and obnoxious and, like, stupid, but, like, it's grating after a while. Yeah. I mean, I like him. Like, Care Seth, there's no, like, bad characters, but I would say he's probably the most overrated.
One of my underrated ones is the librarian.
Billy Eichner.
Yeah.
I tell everyone about Topsy.
I start things, I don't finish them. It's my one flaw.
He's, what's his name in Parks and Rec?
I forget his name. Craig.
Crazy Craig, yeah.
Yeah.
He kills me. I love him in Parks and Rec, too. He's so dramatic. I don't think he's that funny, but I love him
as Mr. Ambrose.
His show, Billy on the Street, is hilarious.
Is it?
Because he's just so like aggressively funny to people.
Any more Bobs?
Ambrose is good.
None for me.
I think that's about it. I think I am gonna go with Jimmy Jr. as my bust.
So I'm gonna jump out of this one. I don't watch it, but you two love it. We're gonna go with Letterkenny.
How are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad.
Oh, man.
Okay, so...
I already know my sleeper.
Best overall. It's so hard. Gail is... She kills me. She is so, like, aggressively sexual with people.
She is.
It's so funny.
Like, so uncomfortably.
I know. It kills me, though.
Number one might just still be Wayne, though. I mean...
I could see that. I mean...
Again, without Wayne, there's no show.
Yeah. See, I look at his number one as, like, my overall favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't need Gail, but she kills me. She's, like, the funniest one on that show to me.
Wayne is so, like...
He's so stoic. He's, like, hilarious.
But funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Because his expression, I don't think it ever changes. And if they say something and he should be smiling in that scene, he'll be like...
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, real quick.
For me, it's got to be Wayne. I respect the Gail decision, though.
She's so funny.
But for me, like, the sleeper is a tie. Actually, the sleeper for me is like a three-way tie, to be honest.
Ooh.
And one of them is Gail.
You gotta have Gail. She's just...
Gail is one of them. Glenn.
Glenn is
the gay pastor. And then Rold. Stuart.
Yeah, Rold is hilarious. I'm not gonna give it to Stuart.
No.
Because I think Rold is funnier than Stuart.
The hockey players as a duo could be also.
Well, I was also gonna say like the other two guys at the gym.
Yeah. Ronzi and Daxi.
Oh, I don't know what their names are, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, because I'm trying to think of, like, the main ones. Maybe Squirrely Dan could be a sleeper.
Yeah, he's
That's what I appreciate
rated.
About you.
The coach, the hockey coach is...
Coach. My dead wife, Barb.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
I think I'll have to go with Rold.
Yeah, Rold is...
I love just going like, Stuart!
Yeah. Stuart! He's hilarious.
Rolled.
The boss, though.
Katie. She's not funny.
Yeah.
She's
not really.
I'm assuming she's just there for the eye candy.
Yeah. Because
she walks around in like crop tops and short shorts.
So is Bonnie McMurray. Bonnie McMurray.
I do like how they're always like, Bonnie McMurray.
I think like, Letterkenny has a... Has an excellent selection of side characters.
The side character, like his Glenn, I love.
Like
Glenn.
Most of the side characters are hilarious,
Better?
Which is not. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think Katie's the best. She's
yeah,
just
I
not
agree.
Funny. Though I am really excited if they pick up season 10.
Oh.
10? Where they left off, I don't
Nine
know
or
what
10,
season
yeah.
eight. I don't know. Whatever the next season will be, because this guy, like, Dirks, he played around with Katie, and literally everyone in Letterkenny rushes his house. Like, everyone. Like, even Bonnie McMurray, like, random people are there. Like, they're like, I'm gonna beat him up. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I've still never watched it.
It's funny. I think one of my most favorite random things is when they talk about the ants on Sea-Doos.
Yeah.
It's like a 5-minute conversation about if ants could ride jet skis. And they're just like,
yeah.
You make a good point.
So we've got one show left for this episode, and we're going to finish it off with Schitt's Creek.
Ooh, now, so good.
Our listeners may not be super familiar with this show, but it is so good. Yeah, it's so funny. So my first overall pick has to be David.
Mine
too.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not close. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm explaining this one more than the others. Maybe because people don't really watch it. But it's Eugene Levy's son, Dan, who, like, created the show, and it seems from, like, that documentary thing, it's just, like, an exaggerated version of himself. He's just so funny. He's so over the top. The faces he makes are, like, ridiculous. He always wears sweaters.
His expressions and his gestures.
They're just, like, so over the top.
He's hilarious. Yeah.
So that was an easy one. Most underrated. This is another show with good side characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am going to go with Patrick.
I love Patrick.
I can see that.
Who is David's... Well, I don't want to spoil it for Cub, but...
I already know.
Oh, okay. So it's David's husband. And he's just...
Well, I didn't know that. But I figured.
Doesn't surprise you.
Progression. You know?
I mean, it's pretty
obvious.
It's
a logical next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so, like, nice, and, like, David does not deserve how good Patrick is to him. He's nice to everyone. He's not, I mean, he can be funny, but he's just one of the few people, like, because the family, they're all
who's
super
normal.
Weird. Yeah, he's a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my pick.
I'm trying to think of, like, because the other side characters, you're right, they're all really good, but I don't know. Best, most underrated. I actually think Alexis is underrated.
Ooh.
Because I feel like most people are like, she's just super ditzy, but, like, her development is really good.
It is.
Especially in the last season. Like, I think it's really Alexis. Good. Plus, she's hilarious anyway. But, like, I like her growth.
Oh, ooh, man, David? This is tough. Yeah.
Well, come on, what do you think? I have to shout out, because she didn't make our best or underrated.
Moira.
Well, that's what I was actually thinking was Moira.
Oh, okay.
I was split between Alexis and Moira. And I think I'd go with Moira, because just some of the way she says, just, like, basic sentences is so, like... Like, there's so much flair, and her vocabulary is, like, ridiculous.
Her accent, her, like, weird accent.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara,
I don't even know
is
what
just,
it is.
She's amazing. In
and,
that.
And, like,
her
and
wigs,
she's honestly,
she has, like, a billion different wigs. And
she's, sometimes she's just so, like, oblivious to the way that she's acting. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Moira.
I honestly, and he didn't get picked for any of these, but Eugene Levy kills it in his role also.
We talk about that a lot, because, like, in general, I don't think he's very funny, but he works really well on this because he's, like, the normal guy. Well, we said Patrick was the normal guy, but
right,
the family, he's, like, the only sane one of them.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
They all do such a good job. Like, it's a show that... Not many people are aware of, but, like, it's so good.
Also, shout
I'm so
out
excited
to Stevie.
Because, yeah, Stevie's good,
she's
too.
A good character.
I'm pumped because I am finishing 5th season, so I still have all of season 6 to go.
Yeah.
Season 6 is really good, too.
Nice. And that is the final season. They actually
they knew
went
how
out
to
on
end
top.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Community did, which we didn't talk about.
Oh
yeah.
Executive decision.
We're
throwing Community in after
Community.
This.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Most overrated for this.
To me, It's pretty easy for me, and that's Roland.
I thought about Roland too.
He's not funny. I know he plays the dumb person.
He plays it well, but
it's just not. I just don't enjoy scenes that he's in, like, at all.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think part of it is, like, I never knew this, but I think he's, like, a pretty famous comedian, like, Canadian comedian, like, with Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara. And so I think, I don't know if it's, like, they just felt like they had to give him a big part or, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, he isn't really that funny.
Well, and most of the people, like, develop or have stories. Like, even the side characters, like, Bob has stuff happen to him. I think it's really only in the last season.
Yeah.
Like, off to the side, but Roland never changes.
Yeah.
Like, he is literally just dumb. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys should watch it. It's a really good show. And I lied earlier. We are going to do one more show. Community, because on my list, I was looking at it, but I skipped it. Like, I just didn't. Community is so funny.
Yeah.
It is super weird. Like, it's a good show on its own, but when it does, like, the themed episodes is when it gets really funny.
Yeah.
So, the best character for me would have to be Abed.
Because I might go Troy, to be honest.
I'm torn between both of them. Like, the duo...
If we could take them as a duo...
Do we take a duo?
I'm gonna do a duo for the top, because they're both funny on their own, but when they're together, like...
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all you need is Troy and Abed.
Like, Troy and Abed so are, funny. Like, I, just, like, the pillow and blanket.
I was just thinking about that one.
When they're, like, arguing about, like... being nerds in the zombie one.
Yeah.
It's I'm a sexy Dracula.
It doesn't matter which Dracula.
Yeah.
They're just the best together. Yeah. Troy and Abed in the morning.
Like, it's hard to pick one over the other.
Yeah.
Because they're just they're so funny.
So, most underrated might have to be the Dean.
It's the Dean for me.
Or is it properly rated, though?
No, I don't feel like he gets enough attention. Like, give me all the Dean.
Dean,
like,
a little
Dean is
so,
like,
good.
His outfits, his Lady Gaga outfit, his super his cowboy outfit where he's, like, in a crop top shirt and
Daisy
super
Dukes.
Short Daisy Dukes. I should say cowgirl outfit. Yeah. Cowboy outfit, but.
Care, I would love to see a crossover with the Dean and Glenn from Letterkenny.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that would be
incredible. Because they're essentially the same character.
They are. Pretty much.
Most overrated. I'm going to go with Jeff.
I'm going Jeff.
And not because he's the main character, because he starts out as the main character, but it becomes, like, equal. He's fine and he's funny, but, like, I don't think he's as funny as they think he is.
I'm actually gonna go with my bus is Britta.
I was gonna go with Britta. It's Jeff or Britta. Yeah.
See, my thing though is I think Britta is properly rated because her character is annoying and, like, everyone thinks she's annoying. Whereas Jeff, like, is supposed to be the cool guy and everyone, like, loves Jeff, but, like, he's just not that great.
But there are times where they're like, he is a jerk. Like, they will admit. Like, they know. I out of the two of them, if you're like Jeff or Britta, like, Britta's the worst.
I actually find Pierce annoying also.
Well, I was going to add, he's not the most overrated, but he's just the worst character.
He's the worst character.
He may be properly rated, yeah.
He's terrible.
He's so Chevy Chase, for those who don't watch it. But
another potential sleeper is Chang.
Oh, yes. That's true. And drinks the sky.
I'm just thinking about...
And that whole little sequence, yeah.
When they were playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
And his character got killed.
Brutalitops.
But he was Brutalitops. He was painted, like, up. He was dressed as a dark elf, and there's, like, Enya type music playing as he walks away. Like, it's just so good.
Yeah, he might be underrated,
but I think Dean and then Chang, like, Dean is the best.
Yeah, those few episodes, because there was a stretch where Chang like overtook the school. Yeah. It's not just one episode. I thought that stretch was like pure gold.
Yeah. My favorite episode is the 8-bit one.
Oh, yeah.
He's not so in. Good. I wish he was in it, but that's going to do it for today's episode. It is the end of our, you know, first overall pick, sleeper pick, and then the bust system for TV characters. And swallowed weirdly. If you guys haven't watched some of these shows, you should watch them. I can't vouch for all of them, but most of them are really good.
Here's the question, though.
Yes.
Do we do this system with movies?
I think we do.
Okay.
I don't know if
perhaps
it'll be
on the horizon.
Yeah, maybe the next episode, maybe sometime later. We're going to try to have more guests on, too, in the coming episodes. Maybe we'll have Maddie come back. We're all dabbing now. So, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.
All right, I'm going to pee my pants, so okay. See ya.
Okay.
Peace out.